Praise the Lord. My beloved brothers and sisters, dear young men, I am very glad and thank you all for making this time to share the Word of God with you. As our Achan is not here, and also we are very few people today. Let us be united in worship as well as meditating the Word of God. Today, the church, according to the lectionary, we are celebrating the Clergy Sunday. I think what you mean by clergy, let me ask the children, who is a clergy? Yes, you may have some understanding about a clergy. I didn't hear what you said. Anyway, you may have some idea. Clergy, let me use a pun. Clergy are clever. They claim they are clever, but often they fail. But failing is not wrong. To fail means first attempt in learning. So, whether we fail or not, that is not a great thing. But we should make ourselves again continuing to make good whatever we do. So, what I was aiming to say that clergy are supposed to be model before us, but we often see quite a lot of deformities and failings in their life. But let us pray for our clergy. Let us pray that God may strengthen them and guide them and make them real witnesses to guide us. So that is why I told that. So in this Clergy Sunday, I wanted to share with you a message which Jesus himself told. Well, a clergy is someone who is imitating or following Jesus Christ. He is the first one to whom we have to see. A clergy must be a model and one who follows Jesus Christ. What Jesus taught and what Jesus wants us to have be, wants us to be, the clergy must be. Yes, Jesus is the model. And today in the gospel we read that Jesus came to a place and people gathered together. And there he saw them as sheep without having a shepherd. What somebody told that the ministry of Jesus was making the crowd or mob into a people of God. Jesus saw the crowd and he felt compassion on them. Why? Because they were not having a shepherd, no one to lead them, and no purpose of their coming together. They just came into to gather them there just to see a man who is making some wonderful things, miracles. So they did not have a shepherd, and Jesus was compassionate to them, and he wants them to have an aim to reach. With his leadership, they can be going to the aim where they have to go. So what Jesus was telling, making the mob or crowd to a people of God, that is the ministry the clergy is given. Making the crowd to a people of God. When we consider the ministry of Jesus, we see things which the clergy should adopt. So I'm telling that all the time the clergy should look to Jesus, how he was teaching, how he was behaving, and he has to follow that. First, when we see Jesus' ministry, he was making a crowd to people. For that, he gathered the crowd. He selected some 12 people to be with him for three things. Mark chapter 3 verse 15 says, Jesus selected these 12 people to be with him, to send them for preaching the kingdom of God. And also he gave them power and authority over evil spirits and power to heal people's diseases. So he sent these people. So that way we see what Jesus was doing, calling the people. They had to live with Jesus and learn from him how he was he wants them to do. So that is the first thing, making you the clergy, or making you the leader, making you the people to be with to preach the gospel. Then there are some descriptions of Jesus' ministry which we have to see. First, we see Jesus as a person, a human person. And Jesus can be told as a human, a body. But he is a body, a human, has a head as well as a body. Then only the person comes. So Jesus told, Apostle Paul told, our human body is Jesus, because he is the head, and the rest of the body is some organs, some vehicles that Jesus wants to operate. So a body, we can see it in Ephesians chapter 4, 11 and 12. So a body of human. Ephesians 5, 20, verse 22 to 32, we read that. Then we see Jesus is imitating a building, a temple, where people should worship God. And to make a building, there must be those who are working and building it. Those who are the laborers who work to build the temple where Jesus has to live, where God is living. We are the temple of God, and God has enabled us that we become God's temple to worship. But when we have to become God's temple, someone has to work and guide us. Apostle Paul, when he wrote the Corinthian epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, says, to build a temple, there must be workers. And he told, as a builder of a temple of God, I just laid the foundation on strong rock upon Jesus. So I laid the foundation. And after me, in Corinth, there came another person, an orator. He was called Apollos. The people loved them. They thought that he is better orator than Paul. So they came and become his disciples. And they almost discarded Paul. Hearing that division arose in Corinthian church, Paul wrote, I laid the foundation of a building, and someone is building upon it, then only the temple will be completed. There are people who are building on the foundation. There are people who build differently. People build with strong material. At the same time, people may build with poor materials, grass, straw, and other things. Some others build on with strong material, gold, silver, and other material. But there will be a testing of fire. When the fire comes, if the building lasts, the worker who built it will be safe. If not, the temple will be lost and he also will be lost. So the temple, the building and the worker are similarly what Jesus was ministering. Then he told another farm and farmers. Paul told, you are the farm of the Lord. Jesus planted you, and I planted, and Apollos came and watered it, and the plant is growing and becoming fruit. If there are people, many people doing this, but the fruit bearing comes by God, not by the workers. God only gives the fruit. Therefore, whatever the minister does, he only can claim what God gives, that only will be lasting. That will be the fruit. So, the farm and the farmer. Then Jesus is telling that I am the shepherd and you are the sheep. In Psalm 95:7, he says, Namo avan meikkunna aadukalum aagunnu enna. Psalm 95:7. Jesus told that he was the shepherd and guiding them. So Paul and the ministers or the clergy are similarly shepherds, and the congregation will be sheep. They have to feed them in green waters, green fields, and make them drink from the water. Then another description in Ezekiel chapter 33, the prophet says that God has made some watchmen, sentinel. And when some enemies come, the watchman should give a warning. He must blow the bugle to alert the people to get ready to fight. If the watchman sleeps, the enemy will come and fight, and there will be loss. So God has made the clergy as watchmen. In the Old Testament church, we see God has sent so many prophets, and they warn the people when they fail, when they go wrong. And the prophets were sentinels or watchmen. They were telling the people that danger will come. So also the minister or the clergy is a sentinel or a watchman. He must be all the time alert to warn the people, just like the Old Testament prophets. Now, another thing I wanted to say, in the church, the ministry of the church formed and it was going on, continuing, and this time we see the church has ministers and how the ministry is going on. First time when the apostles were, there were five strata of ministry. We read it in Ephesians chapter 11 and 12. Ephesians chapter 11 and 12, we read. He gave some as apostles and some as prophets, and he gave some as evangelists and as some pastors and teachers. These are the posts we see in the first century church, when apostles were living and preaching. Anja വിധത്തിലുള്ളത് അപ്പോസ്തലന്മാർ, പ്രവാചകന്മാർ, സുവിശേഷകന്മാർ, ഇടയന്മാർ മാത്രമല്ല അധ്യാപകർ അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ശുശ്രൂഷ പഠിപ്പിക്കുന്നവർ, ഇങ്ങനെയുള്ളതായ അഞ്ച് വിധത്തിലുള്ളതായ ആളുകൾ ആയിരുന്നു അപ്പോസ്തലീയ കാലത്തെ സഭയിലുണ്ടായിരുന്നു. Later, it became 3 VC in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28 VC. Apostles, then prophets and pastors. And after the apostles, there came another form. The first we see the pastors, and then from among the pastors, some were taken to look after some other local churches, and they were called overseers or bishops. When these were going on, there arose a need. They were caring for the women, widows and others, the poor people, those who were having no shelter, they were caring. And then people were grumbling because they didn't get proper care. And so the apostle told, we must have to look after these things. we could not do all these things at the same time. So they took 7 people. They laid their hands on these 7 and prayed for them. And the God's Spirit enabled them to do the service. They were called deacons. So there came 3 people, deacons, pastors. They were called Mupanmara or presbyters. All these names were called. And from among them, the presbyters or the preachers or shepherds, from among them, someone will be selected to look after more churches. They were called bishops. So these 3 type of ministry came: deacons, pastors, and overseers or bishops. This was the first century situation we see. They were meant to different ministry, but there was no hierarchical feelings at that time. Whether deacon or pastor or bishop, there was no hierarchical feelings at that time. They all were filled with the Spirit and doing different ministry at that time. The laymen were selected for deacon's work, but they do their service and go to their home. But the presbyters or the ideanmara, the shepherds or pastors and bishops, they had to look after full time. So these people were in different ministry, but they were all in same category, without having no difference of higher or lower at that time. But when the church grew, people felt that some are higher and some are more higher. That feeling, along with the worldly feeling, became corruption in the church. In the present day church, the corruption comes just because of this. There must be hierarchical feeling and also worldliness kept in the church. Whatever through the ministry they try to acquire for themselves, and they looked after others as servants to them. That is the great perversion happened in the church. So the present day church, when we look at it, because of the feeling of hierarchy and also because of the worldliness, quite a lot of perversion comes. Nowadays, God has raised people to question, and people are celebrating the fallen nature of the church, the corruptions. We read it every day. So this time, what we have to do? We who love the church should pray that God may intervene and give a spiritual revival among the church, that we should feel that it is not meant for hierarchical work. It should be meant for serving one another in love. So the worldliness and the hierarchical feeling must be done away, and we have to serve God whoever we are, wherever we are, with all what we have. That is the thing. And in the Old Testament church, we see God sent prophets. They warned them as God's warning. We see many of the prophets warning the church, and they told, if you go this way, worshipping the images and worshipping other gods, you will be losing your country. You will be losing your place. And God will send you to as slaves. It happened. The people of Israel went to slavery in Assyria as well as Egypt, Babylon. Yes, just like that way, the present day ministers, the servants of God, those who are called by God to serve the church, should warn the people and let the Spirit of God come and work among us, that we may have to turn to God. So that's what we read in Joel chapter 1. Joel was calling the people, come, all those who are ministering, those who are living in Israel, let us come to the church and bow down before God, confessing our sins. So all should come to God for confessing and turning to God and getting inspired by the Spirit of God. So that must be done these days. We have to turn to God. We have to come and pray that the corruptions in the church should be taken away and let the people turn to God. That is what we have to do. Joel is calling that. When you read Joel chapter 1, you can read that. Now, let me point out one more thing. The model of the ministry, the model of the clergy. First, we read in Mark chapter 10, verse 45. There it says, the Son of Man came not to serve, but to serve others. Not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Manishaputran shushrusha chayipanalla, shushrushipanum. അനേകർക്ക് വേണ്ടി തൻ്റെ ജീവനെ മറുവിലയായി കൊടുപ്പാനും അത്രേ വന്നത്. ജീസസ് മിനിസ്ട്രി, ഹീ കെയിം ആസ് എ മിനിസ്റ്റർ. അപ്പോസൽ പോൾ ഇൻ ഫിലിപ്പിയൻ ചാപ്റ്റർ 2:5-8 വി റീഡ്. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. He, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance of man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. The model we see in Jesus, he came not to be served, but to serve. He washed the disciples' feet. He served others. And Paul says he emptied himself. His lordship, he emptied his nature of God. He became a man. He became a servant. He died for others. And that also a very humiliating death, death on the cross. But God raised him. Yes, the model we see in Jesus. So the clergy and all who serve God must see Jesus as the model, how he served. In closing, let me say two stories, which one of them I read long back from an article read by one of our Achans. It is about our Alexander Marthoma Metropolitan. Once His Grace went to attend a conference in Europe. After that, he wanted to visit some of our people in Germany, living in different places. At that time, there was no more people in the area, and people, one or two there, but they attend other churches. But they are having Marthoma spirit. So Metropolitan wanted to visit them. He was alone, and he had to travel in a train. And he got in the train and got down at a place. From there, he had to change another train. He had to pull a suitcase, and also having a bag with his personal goods. With that, he was walking through. When he got down, he looked here and there whether there were porters who could help him. There was no one. So he had to walk through the platform. Then he came to the overbridge where he had to cross over the other platform. He was gasping. He stood there because he had to carry the suitcase and all the luggage. Seeing him, a tall and stout man came and asked, "Bishop, where do you want to go?" He told, "I wanted to cross the other the platform. There is my train. I had to go this and such and such place." "You seemed very weak. Okay, give your bag to me and follow me." Taking his bag and taking the suitcase, he just went before. Trimeni was following freely behind him. The man came to the train, put his luggage in that train, and made Trimeni sit there. Trimeni was very thankful to him and thanked him, and he asked who he was. His reply was, "I am a Jew. I know the sufferings of people because I have suffered enough under Hitler's Nazi reign. I have suffered much. I know the sufferings of people. I knew that you were suffering. So carry on." Soon the train was moving. Trimeni felt, if only he helped me, I could travel in this. So Trimeni told, he was Jesus the Jew himself who came and helped him. Otherwise, he could not travel in that. Otherwise, if he is not Jesus, he must have sent an angel to help me at that time. Yes, the shepherd was seeking after the sheep. He was going and seeing and caring for the sheep, his sheep in Germany. That was our Metropolitan. Another story I wanted to say from my own experience. when I was an evangelist in Palghat. Palghat vanna ende amma veena thodayalle odinja hip bone odinja aashupathriyil poi kazhinja shesham veetil kondu vannu kidakkunu enna vivaram arinju amma korchu kshinithayaanu എന്ന് കേട്ട് കഴിഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ ഒരു ദിവസം ഉച്ച കഴിഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ വൈകിട്ട് ആണ് എനിക്ക് വിവരം കിട്ടിയത്. പോകാനായിട്ട് ഞാൻ പെട്ടെന്ന് ഒരുങ്ങി യാത്ര തിരിച്ചു. പാലക്കാട്ട് നിന്ന് തിരുവല്ലായ്ക്കുള്ളതായ ബസ് കിട്ടി. ആ ബസ്സിൽ യാത്ര ചെയ്ത് മൂവാറ്റുപുഴ വന്നപ്പോൾ ആ ട്രെയിൻ ആ ബസ്സിന് ഏതാണ്ട് തകരാറുണ്ടായിട്ട് അവർ ഷെഡിൽ കയറ്റി. കുറേ നേരം കഴിഞ്ഞിട്ടും കിട്ടാഞ്ഞിട്ട് യാത്രക്കാർ കംപ്ലയിൻറ്റ് പറഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ കോട്ടയം വരെയുള്ളതായ യാത്രക്കാർക്ക് യാത്രയ്ക്കായി ക്രമീകരണം ചെയ്ത് അവരെ മറ്റു ബസ്സുകളിൽ അയച്ചു. ഞാനും എന്നോടുകൂടെ വേറെ ആരോ ഉണ്ടായിരുന്നു എന്ന് എനിക്ക് തോന്നുന്നില്ല. തിരുവല്ലായി പോകേണ്ടതുകൊണ്ട് എനിക്ക് സാധിച്ചുമില്ല. അവിടെ ഇരുന്നു താമസിച്ചു. വളരെ വൈകി ബസ് വന്നു. ബസ് പോയി. ബസ് കോട്ടയത്തു നിന്നു. അവിടെ നിന്നും തിരുവല്ലായി വന്നപ്പോഴത്തേക്ക് 10:30 കഴിഞ്ഞു. ഏതാണ്ട് 11 എടുക്കുന്നു. പെട്ടെന്ന് അല്പം ചായയൊക്കെ കുടിച്ച് കഴിഞ്ഞതിന് ശേഷം രാത്രി എവിടെയാണ്, ഇനി ബസ്സില്ലല്ലോ, എവിടെയാവുന്ന വിശ്രമിക്കുന്നതെന്ന് ചിന്തിച്ചു. അവസാനം ഞാൻ നിശ്ചയിച്ചു ഏതായാലും എസ് സി കോമ്പൗണ്ടിലോട്ട് പോകാം, അവിടെ ആരെങ്കിലും കാണും ഉണർന്നിരിക്കുന്നവർ, അതുകൊണ്ട് അവിടെ കിടക്കാം എന്ന് വിചാരിച്ച് എസ് സി കോമ്പൗണ്ടിലോട്ട് പോയി. ഗേറ്റ് കടന്നപ്പോൾ വാച്ച്മാൻ പുറകെ വന്നു. ആരാണ്, എന്താ ഞാൻ അന്വേഷിച്ചു. അവൻ എന്നെ കണ്ടപ്പോൾ ആള് ഒരു വിദേശിയാണെന്നുള്ളത് മനസ്സിലായി. അവൻ ചോദിച്ചു എന്താ ഇപ്പോഴും എങ്ങോട്ട് പോവാ. ഞാൻ പറഞ്ഞു എൻ്റെ സ്ഥിതി എല്ലാം കേട്ട് കഴിഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ പറഞ്ഞു തിരുമേനിയുടെ കുശിനിക്കാരൻ ഉറങ്ങിയില്ലെങ്കിൽ അവിടെ എന്തെങ്കിലും ക്രമീകരിക്കാം, ഇല്ലെങ്കിൽ അവനെ വിളിച്ച ഞാൻ എഴുന്നേപ്പിക്കാം എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ് എന്നോട് വർത്തമാനം പറഞ്ഞുകൊണ്ട് വന്നു. അരമനയുടെ അടുക്ക വന്നപ്പോൾ തിരുമേനി യുഹാനൻ മാർത്തോമ തിരുമേനി അവിടെ ഇരുന്ന് ആരാത് എന്ന് ചോദിച്ചു. ഞാൻ അടുത്തോട്ട് നീങ്ങി. അടുത്തോട്ട് നീങ്ങിക്കഴിഞ്ഞ് ഫോൺ കഥക തുറന്ന് അന്വേഷിച്ചു. ഞാൻ എൻ്റെ കാര്യം പറഞ്ഞു. ഉടനെ അകത്ത് വരാൻ പറഞ്ഞു. അകത്ത് ചെന്നു. ഭക്ഷണം കഴിച്ചതാണോ, ഞാൻ പറഞ്ഞു ഭക്ഷണമൊക്കെ കഴിച്ചതാണ്. വല്ലതും കുടിക്കാൻ വേണോ, ഇപ്പോൾ ഒന്നും വേണ്ട. തിരുമേനി അകത്ത് പോയി ഒരു മുറിയിൽ എനിക്ക് വേണ്ടി ഒരു കിടക്ക ഒരുക്കി ഒരു പുതപ്പും അവിടെ ഇട്ടതിന് ശേഷം ഒരു ടവൽ കൈ കൊണ്ടുതന്നു. ബാത്റൂമും കാണിച്ചു. കിടന്നോടാൻ പറഞ്ഞേച്ച് തിരുമേനി അങ്ങ് പോയി. ഞാൻ കുളി കഴിഞ്ഞ് അവിടെ കിടന്നു. തിരുമേനിയുടെ പുതപ്പിൻ്റെ കീഴിൽ സുഖമായിട്ട് ഉറങ്ങി. പ്രഭാതത്തിൽ വെളുപ്പിന് വെളിയിൽ ലൈറ്റ് കണ്ടു, ആരോക്കെ നടക്കുന്ന പോലെ ശബ്ദം കേട്ടു. ഞാൻ ഉണന്ന് പെട്ടെന്ന് ബാത്റൂമിൽ പോയിട്ട് വന്ന് കഥ തുറന്ന് നോക്കിയപ്പോൾ തിരുമേനിയുടെ കുശിനിക്കാർ രണ്ടുപേരുണ്ട്, ഡ്രൈവറുണ്ട്, ചാപ്ലിൻ അച്ഛനും ഉണന്ന് വന്നു. രാവിലെയുള്ള പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് വന്നിരിക്കുകയാണ്. ഞാൻ ചെന്നു കഴിഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ തിരുമേനിയും വന്നു. പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്കായിട്ടിരുന്നു, പാട്ടുപാടി. തിരുമേനി പറഞ്ഞ ഒരു പാട്ടും പാടിയതിന് ശേഷം അന്നത്തെ വായന ഭാഗവും ബി ആർ എഫ് നോട്ടും വായിച്ച് അതിന് ശേഷം തിരുമേനി കാര്യങ്ങൾ വിശദീകരിക്കുകയും പറയുകയും ഒക്കെ ചെയ്ത് ചിലരോട് ചോദിക്കുകയും ഒക്കെ ചെയ്തിട്ട് അന്നത്തെ പ്രാർത്ഥന വിഷയങ്ങളെ പറഞ്ഞു. ചില മിഷൻ ഫീൽഡിലെ കാര്യം, ചില ആളുകളെ, ചില ഇടവകയിലെ പ്രശ്നങ്ങൾ, അതൊക്കെ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാനായിട്ട് പറഞ്ഞു. ചില രോഗികളെ ഓർത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാൻ പറഞ്ഞു. അതെല്ലാം പറഞ്ഞതിന് ശേഷം ഞാനും പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കണമെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. വേറൊരാളും പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു. തിരുമേനിയും പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ച് കർത്തൃപ്രാർത്ഥനയും ആശീർവാദവും കഴിഞ്ഞ് അവരെല്ലാം അവരുടെ ജോലിക്കായിട്ട് പോയി. ഞാൻ പറഞ്ഞു തിരുമേനി ഞാനും ഇനിയും പോകാനൊരുങ്ങുക, രാവിലെ വല്ലതും കഴിച്ചിട്ട് പോയാൽ പോരെ. തിരുമേനി ഇപ്പം ചെന്നാൽ ബസ് കിട്ടിയേക്കും, എനിക്ക് പോകാം, എൻ്റെ അമ്മയെ കാണണമല്ലോ. എന്നാലാവട്ടെ, അങ്ങനെ ഞാൻ പോയി. എൻ്റെ മനസ്സിൽ മെത്രാപ്പൊലീത്തായുടെ ഈ സേവനം ഓർക്കുമ്പോൾ കർത്താവ് ദാസ ശുശ്രൂഷ ചെയ്തതുപോലെ ഉള്ളതായ അനുഭവമാണ് ഓർക്കുന്നത്. അതുകൊണ്ട് ദീസ് ഡേയ്സ് വെൻ വി തിങ്ക് അബൌട്ട് ദ മിഷണറി ദ മിഷൻ വർക്ക് ആൻഡ് ദ ക്ലർജി വർക്ക് വി ഷുഡ് തിങ്ക് അബൌട്ട് ജീസസ് ഹൗ ഹി വാസ് ദ സെർവന്റ് മിനിസ്ട്രി സോ ദാറ്റ് മസ്റ്റ് ബി ദ സോ വി ഹാവ് ടു പ്രേ ഫോർ അവർ ക്ലർജി വി ഹാവ് ടു പ്രേ ദറ്റ് ഗോഡ് സ്പിരിറ്റ് മേ ഇൻസ്പയർ ദ മിനിസ്റ്റേഴ്സ് ആസ് വെൽ ആസ് ദ ലേമൻ that there must be a revival among our church. Let the evil in, growing in our church should be dissolved. അതുകൊണ്ട് നമുക്ക് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം, നമ്മുടെ സഭയെ ഓർത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം, നമ്മുടെ ശുശ്രൂഷകന്മാരെ ഓർത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം, നമ്മുടെ ബിഷപ്പന്മാർക്ക് വേണ്ടി പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം. ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവ് സഭയിൽ ഒരു ആത്മീകമായ രൂപാന്തരം വരുത്തുവാൻ ദൈവം ഇടയാക്കണമേ എന്ന് നമുക്ക് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം. ദൈവം നമ്മെ അനുഗ്രഹിക്കട്ടെ.